me hanle ya. Oma Robe, hay man de poni reichen im Wachte, if someone collects salt in the salt deposits, in the salinas. So if he collects the salt in the salinas, in the salt deposits, so he's chayiv mishamami. So he's chayiv mishamami. Abayo amar eini morel b'gidulei karak. And salt is a mineral. It's not gidulei karak. Now there are two gyosois, and that's very important. Our gyosai is omar ove, hayman dikoniv milchem im lichta, chayiv mishamami. So if there is a machlokes between Rov and Abaye, if there is a machlokes between Rov and Abaye, as to whether Imu requires Gidulei Karak or not, so the halacha should be like Rov, that even if it's not Gidulei Karak, there is a chiyuv of Imu. But there is another girse, and the girse of the Rambam and the Rosh is Rabbe. So not Rove. Omar Rabbe hayman dikonif milchem min lachte, chayiv mishamamer. So Abaye Omar and Imo Gidulei Karak. So if we agir as Rabbe, so halacha kibasroi. If we agir as Rove, so that's a klal. That the halacha is like Rove except in Yalkigam, and this certainly is not in Yalkigam, not one of Yalkigam. But if we agir as Rabbe, so halacha kibasroi, so then the halacha is like Abaye. Now, so that's the machlokes rishonim, whether the halacha is that yesh imu shelo gidulei karak or not. Now the Rambam, in Perikhes Milche Shabbos, Haloche Hei at the end, so he says, Vein imu, Elo b'gidulei karak. So the Mishnah says, so the Magid Mishnah says, Perik Val Godel Omar Rabbe, Haydi konik milchem lichte chayim mishimahamir, Abaye Omar b'gidulei karak, Posek Abaye du basroi. So the Magid Mishnah had a girse Rabbe. So me mele, the Rambam is not difficult. But the Ramach had our girse, Omar Rove. So me mele, the Aloche should be like Rove, not like Abaye. That even Shaloi Bidulei Karak, there should be a Chiyuv of Imu. So that's why he asks, Kosev Ramach, so the Mishnah says, Kosev Ramach, Lo miniach Rov uposek Abaye, V'rov omar ha'dikonik milch chayiv mishamamir, Afal gav lehavi Bidulei Karak, V'afal gav dirov igufi omar indi shal Bidulei Karak, Eim lufar shikipashite, Keichad leitikshe dirov adirov, V'tzorchi yunat kan lesheni. So the Mishnah says, V'im bo zeh asoge, Kiseif amuten izdam la Ramach, Shohi yokosev ahid chonif milch Rov ba'alef, V'in elo behei. So that took your choice. So in other words, if we are Giras Rabbe, then we have to pasken like Abaye. If we are Giras Rabbe, we have to pasken like Rabbe. So there's a machlekes rishonim how we pask. Now Teisves in Beitze, Daf Lamed Aleph, and the Mishnah from Damet or Dalev, Mevi Meitzim Min Asode Min Amchunes Min Akarv, Afilu Min Amfuza. That's in Yom Tov. So Teisves says Ikashe, Have Afilu Min Amfuza. In other words, you can collect logs of wood, even though they were spread out. But that involves a Meloche of Me'ameya. Teime Rav Me'ameya Du Rav Meloche. V'yesh Leima L'shayach Imur El Bimokim Shegdelim Shom. Kidi Muchach Perik Olgor. So Teisa Shita is that the Mloch of Imo only applies to Bimkein Gidulei. Bimkein Gidulei. But if it's not Bimkein Gidulei, so there is no Imo. However, the Miri mentions that the Arishinim Achilik and the Agoyismaimein mentions in the name of the Smak, Kosav HaSmak, Kol Kinus Dova Gidulei Karke Nikram Amir. Hilkach Yizoy Rodom Shalu Leesef Peres Ulikapzom Yachad. The Ahave Kimamir, Umuchach Midvorov, the Afil Beperes Plushim, Ikelemechas. So what he means, Afil Beperes Plushim, Ikelemechas, he doesn't mean that Beperes Plushim, not Nechuba. How could you be Me'amir before you detach it? Imu always takes place after you detach them from the karki. But it means afilu peiros lushim not bimkim gidurah, not bimkim chiburah. So there is also a melacha of imu, and the Miri mentions 2 days. So in respect, now let's see the Rashi. The koniv milche milachte shetzovam melech mimasrif esmai ma'kinon chitzi yam shemam shelisichem mayim layam ve'achamos elposom ve'heim nasi melech ve'eisim chitz korem milches mishumamir shafu kimasev bishibol. Now the Egli Tal discusses the question in regard to the meloches that apply only to gedulei karki. So in regard to imu, there is a machlekes, Rabin Dabai. In regard to dosh, there is a machlekes between Rabbonon and Rabbi Yud, and all the Rishenim pasken like Rabbonon. Teisve says Daf Tzadikei that Rashi apparently paskens like Rabbi Yud, but Rashi doesn't say it. But all the Rishenim, except for Rashi, certainly pasken like the Rabbonon that the indishal vidrekat. Indishal vidrekat. So the question is in regard to dosh, when we say in dishel vidrekat, and dishel consists, the melacha of dishel consists in separating and removing the eichel from the pseilas. In removing the eichel from the pseilas. So what has to be gedulei karki? The eichel has to be gedulei karki, or the pseilas has to be gedulei karki? So the Egli Tal mentions Iraye from the Teisve Street, and the Gemara in Shabbos that Kopches. There is the Gemara. The Mishnah says that Kufra Fresa Mitbeis. The Mishnah says, not the Mishnah, the Braise, that Kufra Fresa Mitbeis says, to Hoditon Rabon, if he yieldes, who you trichol in the air, if he yieldes, has to have light, so Chavel to Madlekel Sane. So in other words, so it's Bukach Nefesh, so she's allowed to be Madlekel Sane. Vimoiso trichol in Shemen, if the yieldes has to have Shemen, Chavel to Mivir Lashemen Biyat. Vim in Isofik Biyat, Mivir Bisar. Vim in Isofik Bisar, or Mivir Lo Bikli. Mivir Lo Bikli. So if possible, to bring it, in other words, to smear her hair, the Chavato, who has to bring Shemen for the Yildes, so it's Pukach Nefesh. But even in the case of Pukach Nefesh, there is a locher of a kala kal trilo. In other words, it doesn't mean that if there is a chilash yesh besakone, if there is a Yildes, so, and it's possible to do it al dim isad rabonon, that you are allowed to do it al dim locher de reise. So, memele, even if the Yildes need Shemen, but if there are 2 ways of bringing the Shemen derech Yishus Aravim, one way is by bringing it in the kele in the hand, kiderech hamitzin, so it will involve the loch adreise. The other way of bringing it, of accommodating the yildes with the shemen, is by smearing the hair with shemen and then to squeeze it out. So it will not involve any loch adreise. So then there is a loch of a kal kal tchilo, so it has to be done that way. So this is what the braise says. Mevio bisar, vime eni sofik bisaro. Mivir lo bikli. So the Gemara says kashe imo is a tzrichol shemen. So why do we say we prefer that she should smear the hair with shemen and then squeeze it out in order to avoid the melacha deraise? But how will she avoid the melacha d'raise? She will avoid the melacha fitzoy, because she will not carry the shemen k'derach hamitzin, but she will be aveir a melacha of schite when she squeezes out the shemen from the seir. Typically, mishum schite. So the Gemara says, Rabbe v'Rabbi Yisef de'amre tavaye in schite b'seir. In schite b'seir. So in other words, so that means there is no isa d'raise of schite b'seir. Now, so that means that there is no isa d'raise of schite b'seir, but in isa d'rabbanan there is. But since it only involves an isa d'rabbanan, so maybe she has to do it that way in order to minimize the isa. Not instead of carrying it in the keile. Instead of carrying it in the keile, so she'll be there and loch the raise. So she smears her hair and then she squeezes out the oil. So it will not involve in loch the raise. So the Tesis Rit says that in other words, so only be, then the Gemara says, alright. So Ravashi Omar, afilu teime yesh schite b'seya. But when the Braise says, mivia lo derech seya, it does not mean that she smears the hair with seya and then she squeezes out. Then she will not gain anything. Because then Ravashi says that we can say that there is an isa of schite b'seya. But when the Braise says, mivia b'seya, it means, mivia lo bikli derech saro. In other words, she puts the keile, she puts the oil in the keile, and she puts the keile on top of her hair. So then she'll carry it. So the Tesis Rit says that this Gemara, what Rav Ashi says, afilu teime yesh schite b'seya, but mevila bikli derech saro, not that she smears it and then she squeezes out, because if she squeezes out, she does not minimize the Isa, because then she'll be there in the Lochet Raise anyway. The Isa of Srite, that's it told of Mifarik. So that Gemara of Rav Ashi, that is a Srit, says, accords with the Mandoma, who says that Yeish Dishe Shaloi Bidlekach. Srite is a told of Dosh. So he says, it can only accord with the Mandoma that Yeish Srite Shaloi Bidlekach. So then Rav Ashi says, that assuming that yesh schite b'sar, so she shouldn't smear the hair with oil, with shemen, and then squeeze it out, because when she squeezes out the oil from the seor, so then she'll be doing imloche of dosh, of seichet, it's told of dosh. That's only true according to Mandoma, yesh dishe shaloi b'gidolei karak. Masheinken, the Mandoma who says, ein dishe shaloi b'gidolei karak, so here, since the hair of the woman, that's not gidolei karak, so mimele there is no iser of srit. Is a srit. Now the question is, true, the seir of the woman, so that is like the pseles, when she squeezes out the shemen, when she squeezes out the shemen from the seir, so what is the eichel, the mashke, that is the shemen. The shemen is gidolei karak. We are talking about olive oil. So the shemen is gidolei karak. So mimele, but the seyog is not gidolei karak. Still, the Tesis Rit says that according to the Mandoma, in Disha gidolei karak, there won't be any meloche of Disha. But the eichel itself, the mashke itself, is gidolei karak, it's shemen. The answer is, the pseiles, the seyag is not gidolei karak. So the Gletal deduces from the Tesis Rit that the Tesis Rit chita is that whenever the eichel itself, the eichel or the mashke, is gidolei karak, but the pseiles from which you are mafri the eichel or the mashke is not gidolei karak, then it's considered shaloi gidolei karak. So the criterion is not the eichel, the mashke, but the pseiles. So it's a good raya from the Tesis Rit. But, and the Tedeglital assumes that this is the shita of all the Rishonim. But there is a raya from Tesis in Ksuves Davov. Does anyone have here a Gemara Ksuves? Why? Now, there is a Mishneh in Perik Neitil, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel. Svoig is punch. Im yesh le beis achize mikanchen bei. Vim lav im mikanchen bei. Im mikanchen bei. So, Teisve says, in Ksubes, Mishum diose lidei schita shemen anivla bei. So, ahi schita ima rabnetam dehave mishum nifarek. Vasurok mishita zeisim vanovik. So in other words, if you have a sponge and the sponge absorbed shemen, so then you're not allowed to squeeze out. You're not allowed to squeeze out. So and it's a melocha d'raisa. So Teisve says in Ksuves, what kind of melocha is it? It's a chet, it's a tog of dosh, like seichet zeitzim v'anobi. But in this case, when you squeeze out from the sponge, when you rub against the sponge, so then you squeeze out the shemen. So the shmashke, the echo, that is gidule karke. But the pseiles, the sponge, is not gidule karke. So according to the Teisve Srid, that the criterion is the pseiles, not the echo, the mashke. So memele, here that should not involve the melocha of dosh. So, and Teisve says, davo, that it involves the Melocha of Dosh, so we see that Teisves is chelik and Teisves Rishite. Teisves is chelik and Teisves Rishite. And Teisves Rishite is that the criterion is not the Pseiles, but the criterion is the Eichel itself, the Mashke itself. Alright, so in other words, the Glital mentions only Teisves Rishite, but we see that there is a Machlikes Rishayim on that. In other words, whenever Dosh requires Kirikarki, so when you squeeze out one thing from the other, so when you're mafrid one thing from the other, the eichel from the pseiles or the mashke from the pseiles, so what has to be the gedule karaki in order to that it should be chayim mishum dosh? So according to this Srid, the criterion is the pseiles. According to Teisves in Suves Davov, the criterion is the eichel, the mashke. All right. Now, yes.
They mentioned that the Rosh uses Rava instead of Rava.
That's right, yeah. The Rambam and the Rosh have the Gilsa Rabbe.
When you look inside the Rosh, he uses
Rava. Rabbe, Rabbe, what?
No,
Rabbe.
It's an Aleph he uses it, not a
Hey.
Inside the Rosh.
All right,
we looked it up.
All right, let's see. Here. So why does he say Gilses or Rosh?
And the Torah also has these things confused.
Rabbi. He says Gilses or Rambam ve or Rosh ve Aram Rabbi. Yeah, here it's Rabbi with an Aleph. Abayi omar inim al gidle karke v'chin aloche. So in other words, we have to say that there is a Toye Sefer in the Rosh. And it should be Rabbi. Because he paskens v'chein ha'locha like Abayi. V'chein ha'locha like Abayi. If he had the gear se rove, so he shouldn't pasken v'chein ha'locha like Abayi. He should pasken v'chein ha'locha like rove.
Yeah, but so the Korban Tanel brings in these gears also with the tour of the Beis Yosef. They're arguing about the gears, and there's a big confusion.
All right, yeah.
But you know what it is.
All right, but this is what he holds. I mean, the Mishpot, he put it down. When he says Gilses Rambam, that was probably Rabbi Mitzal Rangsburg. He probably put it down. So I suppose that he assumed that there is a Toy Sefer in the Rosh, and it should be Rabbi with the hay. big sin in view of the fact that he says that Aloha is like a bike. Now, in as much as we find two Gyosois, there are two Gyosois. So Memele, he says that we have to say that the Rosh here, so it's Rabbi, it could be that the Matris, you see, because he had the Gyosei in the text of the Gemara, Rove. So Memele, he didn't look, and he put in the Rosh also Rove. Alright. Hazir Vadosh, Tone, the Gemara. Hadosh, Tone, Hadosh, the Amnapate, the Amnapate, Kulom Miloch Achaz. Now let's see the Rashi. In other words, if somebody removes the seeds of flax from the stalks, we are not paid. If somebody beats out the cotton, the tzemagefen, bikeshes, kiterachum, the tzemagefen gidulikargu, we hoche kore niput delay. Told the didosh, she mifarei garini mimen, v'litorolei told this minapis ditzemen. Napis ditzemen. Now, so Rashi says, so from Rashi it's mashma, that minapit, when one beats out cotton, so it has a resemblance to dosh, and it has a resemblance to minapis. But, the price says, kulam lachachasei, that is chayev mishim dosh. So Rashi says, why is it chayev mishim dosh, not mishim napeit? Because semar gefen is gedulei karki. So that's why it's chayev mishim dosh. Semar gefen is gedulei karki. And dosh is only by gedulei karki. And what about Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, so does it have to do because in this shall be like Arke? And how about Rabbi Yehuda? And Teisves Daf Tzadikei, alright, Rashi doesn't say it, but Teisves Daf Tzadikei says that Rashi Shite is that Aloha is like Rabbi Yehuda. That Yesh Dishe Shaloi be like Arke. So why does Rashi say, Vitzema Gefing do like Arke? Lehoche Kore Nipu Delei Tel Nididosh, Shemifare Garin Menu, Vilikorale told us Minapi Ditzem. Why does Rashi mention that? So, the Pshat in Rashi is not that only according to the Rabbanon of Rabbi Yehuda, so one who beats out Tzemagefen Katan, so is Chayev Mishim Dosh, Masheinkin according to Rabbi Yehuda, so he'll be Chayev Mishim Menapitz. No. Rashi, because it seems from Rashi that beating out of Katan bears a resemblance on one hand to Dosh, and on the other hand, it bears a resemblance to Menapitz. What does Menapitz mean? Menapitzena. That's one of the Melamites Meloches. That means combing, heckling. So when you comb the wool, so that's a Meloch. So when you beat out the cotton, the Tzemagefen, so it bears a resemblance to Menapitz, because on one hand, when you comb wool, so you straighten it out, and on the other hand, when you comb wool, you also clean it out. You remove certain impurities when you heckle, when you comb wool. Now, so when you beat out the cotton, so it bears a resemblance to dosh, because of the removal of impurities, because of the separation of the ika thing from the impurities, I mean the removal of the impurities from the ika thing, and on the other hand, you also straighten it out. So to the extent that it straightens out the cotton, when you beat out the cotton, so you straighten out the cotton. So it is analogous to minapates. To the extent that you remove the impurities, you separate the pseles from the echel, so then it is analogous to dosh. So Rashi says, inasmuch that tzemagefen is gidulei karke, so mimele and minapitz ditzemer is not gidulei karke. Where is the Av Miloche that was in the mission of Menapetz? In Tzemer. Tzemer wool is not the Dulekaki. Now here we are dealing with the beating out of cotton. And cotton is the Dulekaki. So Mimele, the analogy between the beating out of cotton and Disho and Dosh is greater than the analogy between beating out of cotton and Menapi Tzemer. But Rashi doesn't mean that only according to the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yudeh is Dosh, but according to Rabbi Yudeh, so it will be told of Menapi Tzemer. Whether there is a requirement of Gidlei Karki or not, but the fact is that the Av of Disho existed in Gidlei Karki. Rabbi Yudeh holds that even if it's not Gidlei Karki, it can still be the Lord of Disho. But here, when we have to decide as to whether it bears a greater analogy, whether beating out of cotton bears a greater analogy with Disho or with Menapi Tzemer, so Rashi says no. True, it has the characteristics. It conforms to the characteristic of Menapi Tzemer too, but it conforms more to the Meloche of Disho than it does to the Meloche of Menapi Tzemer. But according to everyone, he'll be chayev on the score of Disho, not on the score of Menapi Tzemer. Now Rashi says lehoche kore nipu delay told beritosh. In other words, it's not enough. Let's see the teisves. So in teisves, it's mashma that it's enough. Da find dalet am dalet. Afal kav dike di dam yolei. Choshiv vod lechoshiv shevi to medagdeik. I mean shevi to medagdeik. So that's not counted as separate meloches. Shevi means the closing of the web, and medagdeik means the beating of the wolf. So these are not. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yudeh Meisiv is a shevet am dagdik. Omulei, the Chachomim said to Rabbi Yudeh, shevet ahu bichol meisach. When you close the web, then you in effect, you stretch it out, you straighten it out. The thread, midagdik, the beating of the wolf, hariu bichol erik, bichol erik. So huvod lechoshiv shevet am dagdik, lifishim legamre bichol meisach veirik, v'lechoshiv name minapit. אפל גב שבמשכנו עם מנפצים פישטון לאסיס יריסו שהדבורים משום דהיינה דוש ממש אלו שזה בטבויה וזה בפישטון אבל זה רבי אומר רק את עם שלישה דבורים so if Teisves is חלק כאן רעה שאתם we can understand this why Teisves has to explain the difference between מנפצים and זה רבי אומר רק את because זה רבי אומר רק את so they are all of us and they are counted as separate of us and Menapeitz is an av and it's not counted as a separate av. So Teisves explains it. But if Teisves should have been like Rashi, that it's only a telode, so what does Teisves ask? So there is no difficulty. So we see from this Teisves, the Teisves is chilek on Rashi. Whereas according to Rashi, so Menapeitz are told us of Dosh, according to Teisves they are av. But they are not counted as separate avs of us. It's the same app. So in other words, so one is bitvua and one is bepishton. In other words, like mivashel and even. So the Argeshenim will say that both are of us, but they're not counted as separate of us. It's the same thing. So we have a machlekes between Rashi and Teisves as to whether minapit are Alve is an Av or is it a Lode? According to Rashi, it's a Lode. According to Teisves, it's an Av. Now, anyway, what we see from this Gemara that Minapit and Minapit, in other words, the beating out of flax or the beating out of cotton, is Chayev Mishum Dosh. The price says so. Tone Hadosh Vamnapit Vamnapit Kulum Lachasin. Let's see the Rambam. פרק טרס מלכה שבס Halacha Yivreis. Hamenape itzes ha'tzemeh. Menape itzes ha'tzemeh. So what kind of melacha? That's a separate melacha. One of the lantas melachas. Heckling. One who combs the wool. Oyes ha'pishton. Oyes ha'shoni. V'chayetz ben chayet. Now since he equates menape itzemeh with pishton, so in other words, so that means that it's the same chiyuv. Menape itzemeh is certainly not chayav miskor of dosh. Menape itzemeh, that's a separate meloch. So that means menape itz pishton is also a separate meloch. Menape itz pishton is also a separate meloch. I mean, it's not dosh, that it's menape itz. It's the same meloch as menape itzemeh. But that's contrary to the Gemara, because the Gemara says, Hadosh ve'amnapit ve'amnapit kulo melacha achasim. So obviously, the Rambam had a different pshat in the Gemara. Something other than Rashi's pshat. If he had Rashi's pshat, so then the Braisa says in so many words, then the Braisa says, not something burning, it's from light, right? So if he had Rashi's pshat, so then it's a Gemara Mefureshes. It's a Gemara Mefureshes that the chiyuv is mishum dosh, not mishum menapitz. Not mishum menapitz. Now let's see what the Rach says. So there are several alternatives as to the Rambam's pshat. Look at the Rach here on the next of it. This is ha-menapitz, neipitz ha-fchuris minoichal. V'chein ha-menapit, melel shibolim. So, where is this Rashi? Rashi says that menapit means pishton beating out of the flax. So he does not apply it to pishton. Ha-menapit, neipitz ha-fchuris minoichal. In other words, it all has reference. Menapit and menapit all have reference to gray. Not the pishton, not the flax. But sometimes the seeds of grain are covered with offal. And minapit means he beats it out, he removes the offal, a layer of offal, of soil, from the seeds of grain. And minapit, so it doesn't explain it the way Rashi does, the beating out of cotton, the beating out of cotton. What he says, Haminafit Meil Shibolim. Meil Shibolim. Now, what does it mean, Meil Shibolim? Meil Shibolim means he robs the seeds of grain. So we see from Radarach, a big chiddush, which is contrary to the Shita of Rashi in Beitzi. Because Meil Shibolim, the Shita of Rashi in Beitzi is that Meil B'Shibolim is only Osam the Rabbanan on Shabbos. That's the Shita of Rashi.
What is
Meil B'Shibolim means when you have the Shibolim, the ears of grain, and in the ears of grain are contained the seeds of grain. And then he starts robbing. That's Meil, robbing. The literal translation of Meil is robbing. He starts robbing the Shibolim until the seeds of grain fall out, are removed. So in other words, it is a meloche of dishe. Because what does dishe mean? Dishe in tvue. When you remove the seeds of grain from the shebeles. And melel means you rob against the shebeles until the seeds of grain fall out. So, Gemara in Beitze Daf Yudveis Amud Beis. The ninth line from the end of the Amud. Ushpuzinche de Rove Barav Chonon. The border of Rove Barav Chonon Havali is a reise de Chadale. He had a bundle of mustard. Omalei, Mauli Fruche. So umechal mneiriyon. So we wanted to know whether it's mutar to crush it and eat from it on yontif. Lehave biyodi. Also likami derove. So he came before of it. Omale melili milile sumfarchin keep the as beyond. So that you're allowed to rub the shibeles. Shibeles and yom. So Rashi says, Melu Milileis, he says, Didoshkila Hayadu. Veafilu Bishabes love the Raisel. Elumid Rabono. Uviyontev Ligos. So Rashi Shita is that Melu Milileis is only awesome the Rabbonon and Shabbos. But the Rach is Chelik. The Rach says, he according to him, this is Minapit. This is Minapit. Ha Minapit Mil Shibolim. So he's Chayev. So he's Chayev Mishimdosh. Now the question is, what is the Machlekes? Now Rashi says that it is only Klachayat. If it's lachayad, it's not a natural way of removing the seeds of grain from the shibeles. So then, why does the Rach say that it's chayev? I mean, it's not mistaber that there is a machlekes in the mitzias where there is a derech of people to remove the seeds of grain that way or not. So it could be explained. I mean, it could be explained that the reason as to why Rashi holds that it is not, that it does not involve in Melocha D'Oraisa, because when the average person, when he threshes, how does he thresh? He doesn't thresh with his hands. It would be impossible to thresh with the hands. So he threshes with the Kele or with the Behemoth. I mean, he threshes, but not Biyat. Now here, Mele, that's Biyat. So Mele, Rashi says that it is not like said that it's not urche to make the dish biyat, because dish is made either al the behemo or it's made al the kele, not biyat. So the question is, so why does the Rach say that it is monefshech? If it's not done biyat, so why does the Rach say that it's chay vechatos? But so the answer could be, of course it's not done biyat. Because usually when a person threshes, he threshes in bulk. He doesn't thresh just single ears of grain. He threshes in bulk, so then it would be too much to thresh biyat. So he has to thresh al the behemo or bekele. But if a person is interested in threshing single ears of grain, then it's natural for the person to do a biyat. So that's the reason as to why the Rach says that he's chayev, because that's the way to do it if he's interested in removing one single seed from one ear of grain. So the question is, so why does Rashi say that it's only mirabalon, even though he does it only on a few seeds of grain? So we could say that there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rach in Idi. In other words, true, it is the derech of a person who is interested in threshing, in getting a few seeds of grain. So it is the derech to do this dish with his hands. But it's not the common practice of people to do threshing on a few seeds of grain. So the common practice of people is to do threshing in bulk, not on a few seeds of grain. So Mimele, that's the machlekes. That's the machlekes between the Rach and Rashi. The Rach holds, even though it's unusual to thresh biyad, but so it's unusual because usually you thresh in bulk, you don't thresh a few seeds of grain. But if for some reason this person is interested in threshing a few seeds of grain, some mele, it's not considered klachayat. the Zerach Shite. And Rashi Shite is, whatever the reason is, but the fact is that it's uncommon, it's unusual to do Disha Miyad. So Memele, it's considered Klachayat. That's the pshat that I would say. However, the Rav Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos, he mentions another pshat. And there will be an afkemine between the pshat I just mentioned and the Rav Shulchan Aruch pshat. I just want to mention how the Rav Shulchan Aruch explains it. The Rav Shulchan Aruch explains it as follows. He says that in Ochaname, if somebody will be at, take out the seeds of grain from the shebeles, then Rashi will also be made that is chayav echados. But meilel doesn't mean that you do it. You just do it directly. Meilel means you have an ear. Let's say you have an ear of grain, and inside the shebeles are contained the seeds. So you don't do any work directly on the seeds of grain. You're not tailish the seeds of grain from the ear of grain. But what does he do? He keeps on rubbing against the ears of grain. And he keeps on rubbing for a long time. And as a result of rubbing on the ear of grain, that detaches the seeds of grain. So he doesn't do it directly. That's the reason as to why Rashi says it. That's the reason as to why Rashi says that it's only klachayat. But in Echaname, according to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, if he'll do it directly biyad, so then Rashi will be made, according to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, that it's melach ha'rais. I mean, Rashi doesn't say it in Beitzi. I mean, I think that the pashtus of the Rashi, of Rashi's loshon in Beitzi, is that even if he'll do it directly biyad, but since this is not commonly done biyad, Who threshes biyad? So true, if he's an unusual person who is interested in taking out a few seeds, so he'll do it biyad, then it'll be more difficult for him to do it al de behemo and to do it bekele. But the fact is that it's not commonly done biyad, because it's commonly done in bulk, not on a single ear of grain. So Mimele Rashi Shita is that's considered Bahyat. Anyway, so yes, what is it? No. Alright. First of all, when you do it al dikele, so there is contact, you see. There is contact between the kele and the garenim. But you do it the killing. And then you cannot make an analogy, you cannot draw an analogy between the way it's done when it's done al dikele and the way it's done when it's done al biyad. Alright. So I think that the pashtes of Rashi is that even if you'll do it biyad directly, so it's still not osamid reis. Melee in the Dosh Klachayat, Vafil Bishabes Lab de Raisil, Elobit Rabbonon, Uviyonte Flegos. Now, we raise the question against the Rambam. The Rambam says, Amena Pitzes Asemaru is a piston if he beats out the flax. So is Chayiv Mishim in Ape, it's not Mishim Dosh. So obviously the Rambam does not explain this vice the way Rashi does. Because if he explains the braise the way Rashi does, so he should say that he's chayiv mishum dosh, not mishum enapit. So what's the teretz? So you could say that the Rambam agrees with the Rach's pshat. So memele he agrees with the Rach's pshat. So according to the Rach, so it means something else according to the Rach. So in other words, so according to the Rach, so it means. Hamenapitz means nefetz afchuritz mneichel. When he removes the soil, the layer of soil on the seeds. Namnapit means Meil Shiboli. So that is Chayiv Mishim Dosh. That is Chayiv Mishim Dosh. Mashein Kein, beating out of flax, that is Chayiv Mishim Napit. So if the Rambam explained the Gemara like the Rach, so then the Rambam should say that Meil Shiboli is Chayiv Echatos Midraise. It's not Mashma that the Rambam agrees with the Rach on the question of Meil Shiboli. It's Mashma that the Rambam agrees with Rashi on the question of Meil Shiboli. The Rambam in Perek Chof Aleph Mehilches Shabbos Halacha Yudale, it says as follows: Hameilel Melilis Meilel Bishinu. He should not be Meilel in the regular way. There is a certain regular way how it's done, but and there is a Melilel Bishinu. That's also a Gemara. That's also a Gemara in Beit. Now the Gemara in Beit says, so the Gemara says, Keitzat Meile. Keitzat Meile. Abaye Mishmeid Rav Yosef Oma Chode Achode. Chode Achode. Ben Gedel Etzba. In other words, he has to rub it between the thumb and the gedel. And the gedel. So between the thumb and the edge. So that's the Rashi. So there is a machlekes rishenim. What does it have reference to? So Rashi says keitzad meilin, keitzad meilil beyond it. Damor on liil meilin bililis vavada ishinu boy miuv dinchei. So if now the Shinu, the Shabbat Meila Melila is disaster. But when is Meila Melila is Mutea, Al the Shinu, only beyond. Only beyond. Even though Rashi Shita is that on Shabbat, Meila Melila is in the regular way is not Tosa Midraise. So you could argue. So you could argue some Meila, Al the Shinu Meila Melila should be Mutea. But Rashi Shita is that even though Meila Melila is in the regular way, he's only also the Rabbon on Shabbos, but on Shabbos it's also even Meila Melila is Aldishin. So when is Meila Melila is Muter Aldishin? Only beyond. And Tesis also says, Ketat Meila, Daf Yudim on the days, in Beit. Peir is beyond it. Uvi Shabbos also. Uvi Shabbos also. Uvi Shabbos also. Now, the Tesis read, the three chite is like the Rach, that Meilel Melilis in the regular way is a Draisi. She'afal pi daf kuf mendalel, this is Ridan Shabbos, daf kuf mendalel da mendalel. She'afal pi, she'a Meilel who told the Dosh. So still, it's muter al de Shinu b'Shabbos. The taste of three is mentioning a Raya. That there are certain meloches, the usual rule is that any meloche where in the regular way it involves the meloche that I say, so al dishinu, it involves at least the meloche drabam. But it is at least said that there are certain exceptions. There are certain meloches which, while in the regular way it involves the meloche that I say, but al dishinu, it's mutal chatre. So he mentions that He mentions that we got the sechtin, the pkin, the prishin, the lishchotin, kim shein derech ha'ilom the sechton, apal pishin, mischavim ha'itzim, the mei and mut. So in other words, certain foods you're allowed to squeeze out the juice, lechatchile, according to this Esri. Why? Because there is no melacha d'raise on account of the fact that it's not derech ha'ilom to squeeze out the juice of these foods. So mimele, it's mutarim lechatchile. But generally speaking, any melacha that in the regular way is also midraise, so al deshinu is also midrabanon. But some melachas al deshinu it's mutar legamre, even though in the regular way it's also midraise. So he mentions the raya keheicha deashkechem bimele melile ubeir yad al yad shaaf al pi shamele told in the dosh al deshinu hutru. So seichtin bepritin, so you can squeeze out juice from plums also lechatre according to this. But anyway, Agavuch he mentions keichad ash shaaf al pi shamele who told in the dosh al deshinu hutru even with rabba. So this is the thesis three. Now the Rambam, so we have a machlekes between Rashi and Tesfes, on one hand, and the Tesfes read on the other. And I mean, both pshotim are surprising, because if we didn't have the pshotim of Rashi and Tesfes lifoneinu on one hand, and the pshat of the Tesfes read on the other hand, and if we only knew that the Tesfes read agrees with the Rach, that the dosh, that melil melila is in the regular way in Shabbos is chay v'chatos, and that Rashi is chilek, that melil melila is on Shabbos in the regular way is only midrabanan. If we knew only that, and then someone would ask, how would Rashi explain that Gemara? That the Gemara says melil melila is al deshinu. Does it have reference to Yontev or it has reference to Shabbos? So one would be disposed to assume with cogent logic that in as much as Rashi Shita is, that Melon Melila is in the regular way, is on Shabbos, is only Shavuos, so Mele, it should follow that Rashi should apply the Gemara of Melon Melila Beishinu to Shabbos, not to Yontev. Because after all, even the regular way on Shabbos is only Nisar Rabbanon. So why shouldn't Melel Melilei Saldishinu be Mutal Chathchile? And on the other hand, that is a Srid who agrees with the Shita of the Rach that Melel Melilei in the regular way on Shabbos is Chai Vechatos, that he, so it would be mistaber to assume that the Tesfes Srid should apply the Gemara in Beitze of Melel Melilei Saldishinu only to Yontem, not on Shabbos, because on Shabbos in the regular way it's a melacha d'raise, so al deshinu it should be also mirabonon. But you see that the opposite is the truth. Rashi, who holds that melel melila is in the regular way, is a melacha d'raise on Shabbos, so he says that al deshinu on Shabbos it's also mirabonon, and don't on Yontif is not there. And the Tesis Reed who say we agree with the Rach that melel melila is on Shabbos in the regular way is a melacha d'raise, so he still says that al deshinu on Shabbos is mutar lechatchile. So in other words, you cannot draw any conclusions just on the basis of Svare. On the basis of Svare, I would be disposed to say just the reverse. But you see that Rashi, who holds that melel melila is in the regular way is a melacha d'rabbanon on Shabbos, so even al deshinu holds that even al deshinu it's also mid rabbanon, and that is a Srid who holds that melel melila is in the regular way is also mid raise, is also mid raise. So melel melila is al deshinu is mutal lechatchil. That is it. Now what is the Rambam shita? Now we'll see. The Rambam says in Perik Chofalev Milcha Shabbos Halach Yedalek. Hamelel melileis melel bishinu kidei shelo yire kidosh. So in other words, so he is maker. He holds not like Rashi and Tosfos, that the Gemara of Milu and Milu is Bishinu applies even to Shabbos, not just to Yom. So he says, why is Milu Bishinu? Why is Milu Bishinu not in the regular way? Because if he will be Milu and Milu is in the regular way, so it will appear like Dosh. It will appear like Dosh. He'll not be Dosh Mamish. In other words, he agrees with Rashi. He agrees with Rashi that Meila Melila is on Shabbos in the regular way, it's only in Yisrael Rabbanon. Some Meila, Al Deshinu, it's Mutal Chathile. But we see from the Loshna Rambam in Perik Halech Nuch HaShabbos, Halochi Yedalet, that even Meila Melila is in the regular way, is only Nire Kiddush, only Mitzvah Rabbanon, Mitzvah Isenab. So we cannot say, as an answer, on the kashe we raised against the Rambam says in Perek Tes, Hamnapeitz is a tzemer is a pishton, chayev mishum minapeitz, but according to our Gemore, minapeitz pishton, is chayev mishum dosh. So we cannot say that the Rambam will explain the Gemara the way the Rar does, because if the Rambam would explain the Gemara the way the Rar does, then the Rambam shita would be that Mil Milila is and Shabbos is Chayev, and the Rambam shita in Perik Chofalef is that Mil Milila is only Osam de Rabbanon, is only Osam de Rabbanon, it's only Nira Kiddush. So the question is, so how does the Rambam explain this Vraise? Now, the Shnitimiyo and Shabbos, and the Mishnah is of Shabbos. No, this is... All right, what do you mean? The Shnitz of the Yom, I'm sorry. And Meir, do you have the first Chedit Mishnah? Yeah. Thank you. So the Shnei Leo says, "V'ham napzei, that's minapitz. Uvi pishton, that's minapitz emer. Uvi pishton, minapitz hazera hu bichlal dosh. If he's minapitz the seeds, then it's a total dosh. Uminapitz oetz, but if he's minapitz the stalks." Kidei she yedak, hu bichlal minapitz bitzem. I don't know what the Gron means by when he says minapitz or eitz. It's very ambiguous. So whether he has reference to the stalks, usually, I mean literally, eitz should mean the stalks, the gevelim. But maybe the Gron doesn't mean the gevelim, I mean the stalks. Why should anyone be interested? I don't know, I'm not an expert in that. I've never been in the flex business, but my guess is that the stocks themselves, you're not minapitz, but the pishton itself, the pishton, the flex itself. So I don't know what, when he says minapitz or eitz, whether he means the stocks, the gevelin, or he means the pishton itself, not in contrast to the seeds that are contained in the pishton. So he says, Aminapitz will fish them in apitz azera who be called dosh. Uminapitz or eats, kidishiye dak who be called minapitz. So, in other words, so the Shnei Elio says that it all depends. If he's minapitz, the zera, and he's taking out, he's removing the seeds from the flax, from the stalks, then it's a total the dosh. Then it's analogous to threshing. But if he's minapitz deitz, kidish yeh dak, to thin it out. Whether he means to thin out the stalks, I don't know whether it's possible to thin out the stalks, I don't know. Or he means the pishton itself, so it doesn't make any difference. So he says, then he's mechuyev mish minapitz. So we can say that the Rambam, when the Rambam says
the Rambam says, that the Rambam agreed with the pshat of the Gro. So he says, Tome Hadosh v'amnapetz, so it means, as Rashi says, Hamnapetz pishtom b'giveli. So, but Rashi says, Hamnapetz pishtom b'giveli. But he, but the Gro says, Hamnapetz means, if he's Mnapetz the seeds, if he takes out the seeds. So then, it's a told of dosh. But if he's Mnapetz the 18 of the pishtom, is not in the 18 of the pishton, so that in order to thin it out, so then it's a miloche of minapitz, like minapitz of tzemer. So when the Rambam says in Periktes, of Hilcha Shabbos, Halacha Yevayis, haminapitz is a tzemer or is a pishton, so it means minapitz the 18, not minapitz the seeds. Alright, now, then, the smak. Let's see what the smak says. In Hilchot Shabbos, now if you have the same smak, so it's Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and so Haminapitz. In Hilchot Shabbos, he mentions the Melachos Haminapitz. So he says as follows: Haminapitz, Bein Minapitz, Bein Milabein, Ein Chilu Bein Tzemer Upishton Midvorim Achir. Bamei Dvorim Amurim. Pishton Shein Begiveli. If it's a pishton that has no stalks, Avo Yesh Begiveli, if it has stalks, how you tell this dosh? How you tell this dosh? So in other words, if it's Minapitz, pishton that has no stalks, so then it's a chiyuv of Minapitz. From this you can deduce that when the Gro says 18, he doesn't mean the stalks, because Gevelin is the stalks, but he means 18, he means the Pishtam itself, in contrast to the seeds. So he says, Bamed Vam Amurim B'Pishtam Shein B'Gevelin. Pishtam Shein B'Gevelin. I start with, Avo Yesh B'Gevelin, Hare Yehud Tel Bezdosh. So then it is a Tel Bezdosh. So the Rambam could explain, like the smak too. All right. Now, hazire habere atechen amerakit. Heine zire, heine bere, heine merakit. Heine merakit is the same melachet, because there is one characteristic to all these melachets: to remove the pseiles from the air. Abaye v'rove d'amret abaye kol milse d'have b'mishken af agav b'yiget d'amyalei is choshim. So even though they are very analogous to each other, but since each one existed in Mishken separately, so mainly it's a separate dam. V'lechshev name kesech. Kesech also existed in the Mishken. Kesech means the removal of the husk from the seed. So, v'lechshev name kesech. Kesech, that existed in the Mishken. Omar Abaye shechinoni eichu pitei b'leis tzish. Now let's see the Rashi. Apol gavdi. Now let's see. Horegasi. Heine zir, heine bir, heine merake, heine ye, kolem ane mafu, getane mastis, in the club. Why does he classify them as three? Vale kula milocha achasein, di mafri seichel min apseiles. Avod avdi ki achri tebado, di dam yelo, chashvinu li tavaye, ki obes, vi avol gavdi chodeninu. Now, you'll see one thing, I mean, you can say it's just a faint deal. But if you see the machlekes reshenim between the Balamoyer and Rambam, so you won't say that it's just a pain deal. Rashi says, "Vali kulo milocha achasein, di matris eichel min apseis." So Rashi emphasizes in regard to these miloches, beirer, zeirer, rakei, that what's the common feature, the common characteristic of all the three is he removes the eichel from the apseis. Rashi could have said, "Kulam lochachasei the matris pseilas minayich." Now, there is a machlekes tapkuvov in the Gemara. So there is a machlekes between the Balamoyer and the Ramban. The Balamoyer and the Gemara tapkuvov. So he says that Beirei and Mirakei, these three meloches, Zeire, Beirei and Mirakei, so he's chayev even though it's a meloche shein tzricha leguf. So he has the kashe. But Rav Shimon says, meloche shein tzricha legufo is poter. Meloche shein tzricha legufo is poter. So he says, that's a special zersakosu, because in the Mishkan it was a meloche shein tzricha leguf. So it's a special aloche. In Zeire, Beirei, and Mirakei, that he is chayev even though it's a meloche shein tzricha leguf. So the Ramban is mazik on the Balamoyer. I mean, it's on the basis of a very simple svore. He says it is in locha tzricha legufo, because the essence of the meloche of Zeire, Beirei, or Mirakei is to adapt the grain so that it should ultimately be ready for achile. So you have to winnow it. You have to select. You have to sift it. So these are stages in the processing of the grain, in order that the grain should be adapted and suited for achile. So in other words, so it is a tzricha legufo, because he's soich to the grain. I mean, that seems to be a very simple story. Why does Baal Moya say that Zeir, Beirei, or Mirakei are all melochas in tzricha legufo, but even Rav Shimon is made that is chayev, because that's the way they are? Why is it that way? I mean, it's a melochas tzricha legufo. So obviously there is a machlekes between the Baal Moya and the Ramban as to the essence of the melochas of Beirei, Zeir, Beirei, or Mirakei, according to the Baal Moya. So the essence of the meloche, the essential feature of the meloche of Zeire, Beirei, or Mirakei consists in the removal of the pseiles from the eichel. According to the Ramban, the essential feature of Zeire, Beirei, or Mirakei, it consists not in the removal of the pseiles, but in the tikkun eichel, in adapting, in order to make the grain pseiles free of pseiles. Not the removal of the pseiles, the tikkun eichel, to make it free of pseiles. So if we say that the essential feature of Zeire, Beirei, Mirakei consists in removing the pseiles, and he doesn't need the pseiles, he cares for the pseiles, he throws away the pseiles. So why is it chayev? It's a special zersakosu. But if we say that the essential feature, that the essence of the meloche of Zeire, Beirei, Mirakei, consists not in the removal of the pseiles, but in adapting, in being misaking the grain, and adapting it for achile through certain processes, some mele is considered tzricha legufo, because he's certainly interested in the grain, that it should be adapted and suited for achile. Now Rashi here says, I mean, I'm not saying that that's only the if Rashi Shita had been like the Baal Moyer, he should not say Mafris Echel Mapseles. So then he should say Mafris Echel Mapseles. Since Rashi emphasizes the expression of Mafris Echel Mapseles, so apparently Rashi Shita is like the Ramban. Alright. Anyway, there is a machleke between Baal Moyer and Rashi. Afal Gav Dik and the Damule. אבל גם דיק רשי, אבל גם דיק האחריטה, ועדו דדניו, חשבינו את הווי גובס, ואבל גם לחודם. So then the Gemara asks, ואיך שם נעמי קייסש, חיטי ממחתשס, if he removes the husk, either הוא ומחתשס, ליוסק ופוסון, דהבה במשכם בסמונים, אלא לב משום דדניו לדוש, לא יחושב לו. Now, from this Rashi itself, it's a Raya. I mean, you see, it's not a Raya Brure. You can be there. But you see, I mentioned that the Atuk Pshotim, I mean Rashi Shita in Beitz. So the Pshat that appears to me is that Rashi Shita is that Melel in the regular way, Vishiboli and Shabbos is only Melochet Rabbonon, even if he does it direct. Why? Because it's not commonly done biyad. But according to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, if he'll do it directly, because biyad, because he's interested in just a few seeds, so then it's not klariyad. Because the only reason is why the universal practice of people is to use a kele or a behemoth is because they do it in both. So that means he does it directly, even biyad. So he'll be chayav mishum dosh. Now Rashi here says, "Vilechshet name kesei shchitin b'machteshes," with the machteshes. In other words, with the mortar, with the grinder, I mean something. If he removes the husk with the machteshes, but if he removes it biyad, not. Apparently, Rashi shita is that if someone will be kesei shall remove the husk biyad, he'll not be chayav. He'll not be chayav. So if we say that Rashi Shita Ligabi Meleil Melilei says that even if he does it directly biyad, so he's not chayav, because the universal practice of people is to do threshing, Bikele or Bialde Behimo, some Mele when he does it biyad, even if he does it directly, so it's only the Rabbanon. So here Ligabi Kesish too, since the universal practice of people is to be Kesish, Al Bikele, some Mele if he does it biyad, so it's not in Melachat Raisin. But if we say like the Rav Shulchan Aruch, Pshat Rashi and Beitze, that when does Rashi say that it's only Midrabono? If he doesn't do it directly, but he keeps on rubbing against the Shibeles, he doesn't rub against the seeds. And as a result of that pressure that is applied on the Shibeles, on the ear of grain, so ultimately, it comes out, it becomes attached. But if he does it directly, he's chayev. So Mele case is too if he does it directly. Why does Rashi emphasize chitin machteshes? So you could be deicha that way, because you could say that Rashi is saying here that it should be chayev as an ab. So to be chayev as an ab, so it must have existed in the Mish. Now in the Mishkan it was done by machteshes. So Mele, that's why Rashi. But I understand that you can be deicha that way. Vilachshet name kesei shchitin b'machteshes lihosek liposom dehave b'mikdosh b'samon. So Rashi mentions that this existed, that kesei, the melocha of ksishe, existed in the Mishkan in connection with samonim, not in connection with grain. Why? Because it's Rashi l'shitosek. Because Rashi is chelikan rabbi goyim. Rashi shita is that when is the existence in the Mishkan a basis for a meloche, that is only if it existed in the Mishkan connection with the construction of the Mishkan. But if it existed in the Mishkan in connection with Avos Kabonis in the Mishkan, that's not the basis for a meloche. So in connection with the construction of the Mishkan, it does not exist in respect to chitin, but it existed in respect to samonim. Lechsename kesei shchitin machteshes losik basom. They have a mikdash with samonim. They had to remove the husk from certain samonim that they needed for the construction of the mishkan. Elo lav mishum bidam yelidosh b'choshivlo. The oname mifrike milvush. Now, the primigodim, I mentioned that primigodim says that the melocha of Dishe only applies when one thing covers the other. Like the Shibolim, they cover the like the Shibolim cover the ears of grain. Just as the ears, and I'm sorry. Like the Shibolim has the ears of grain as they cover the seeds. Just as the seeds are contained inside the Shibelas. But if it's one is not mechase the other, then there is no milocha of dish, and he passes that laloch. But I said before, in the previous shiurim, I said it, that we see that on that point there is a machloket between Rashi and the Rashbam, because the Rashbam explains achas mishum mifarik shiyesh la tmorim klipoel yeino chishemake mitmorim mifarik esak mitmorim. So that is right what the Primigodim says, but But Rashi says, Achas Mishum Farik, he just detaches the dates, and the way the Ramban explains it also. So again, it's not mechase. One is not mechase the other. So Mimele, it's a machlek and a sheni. But the Primigodim is midayik from the Loshon of Rashi. Because Rashi says here, Elav mishmidam yilidosh lichoshiv lo. Doname mifrike milivushi. Mifrike milivushi. So in other words, it's mashma. When is there a meloch of dosh? Only when there is a levush that covers it. But it certainly couldn't be Rashi Shite, because Rashi Shite is explicitly to the contrary. But the reason is why Rashi says Doname mifrike milivushi, because here the kashe of the Gemara is, just as you classify Zerah, Bereh, and Merakel into three meloches, three categories of meloches. Why? Because they existed in the Mishkan separately. So Mimele, you should classify cases also as a separate category. It also existed in the Mishkan. But we don't classify it as a separate category. Why? Because it comes in the same category as Dosh, because it's completely analogous to Dosh, just as Dosh. So the Shibeles covers the seeds, so here too it's covered. Mifrike Milivushi. So Mimele, it's completely analogous. So that's the reason as to why it's not counted in a separate category. But not that Rashi Shita is, that in order to come within the Melocha of Dosh, it must conform completely. Because even if it's not Mifrike Milivushi, so then a Telode it can still be. But here the Kashi is not as a Telode, because here it says Elav Mishum Didam Yalidosh Lechoshiv Lo Doname Mifrike Milivushi. So Mimele is the same Aves Dosh, but not a separate Aves Dosh. So Amar Abaye Shechinon Eichol Pidei Bleksishi. Likach afal gav dehavi b'mikdosh v'av melochi. So since Senoni is it's the pass, processes the pass, and he skips that stage of excision. So Mimele it's not counted as a separate category, even though in the Mishkan excision did not exist in connection with pass. In the Mishkan it existed in connection with Samoni. So still, it cannot be counted as a separate category, because in order to be counted as a separate category, it must have chives. And in view of the fact that a noni misses that stage altogether, so Mimele doesn't have the chives, so it's not counted as a separate category. He's given the tonali dosh, the tonali. Vizere ubere omerake, sidure de pasni. So we explained it already. So what does it mean? Just because it's already passed, that could be an explanation as to why Rebbe mentioned that in a certain order. But why should it be counted as three separate categories of meloches? And if he does the three of them, and Shabbos, so Yisrael three chatoes, so the pshat is, because inasmuch as Zeireh and Bereh and Meraki, are all in the order of the processing of paths, and everything is done, so Mimele they acquire chives. Because when you process paths, so you have to go through all the stages. First you have to winnow it, and then you have to select, and then you have to sift it. So in other words, Mimele it has a chives, and even though each one has a special chives, even though they all exist in the Mishkan and there are three of them, have a great resemblance to each other, so they are still counted as separate categories. Kim di tonel lidosh litonel. Vizir ubir merakis to the past, me vachim da havel midash, veocha ast vizir the past, nin, ki da amrino da beive, da havel le misne mi vashir, gilu eive, do le havel midash, au yishim sidur the past, no, yose, hoil beive the past, kim vashir the samorim. אבל כסי שעשיר מודלצה ויחס של אסי סילס נקיו אבל אני לא תארכה הלקח לא יתונה לו ומי הוא פעד אב מלוכי ובכלל דושי. So what does Rashi say? That Kesish is an Av Melochi, but it's not a separate Av Melochi, but it's not a Tolod. So in other words, it's Meina. That the Rach is Chelik HaRashi. And the Rach says that Kesesh is it wrong. Oh, so he says in the third big line of the Rach, Lefichoch, Eino Eloki told this down. In other words, whereas according to Rashi, it is an Avloche, but not a separate Av. It's one Av with Dosh, but it's an Av, because it's completely analogous to Dosh. So according to the Rach, it is only Tolot. Now let's see the Rashi. The Ramban obviously had a different Giyose in Rashi. Because Rashi's text here, according to the Giyose we have in Rashi, Rashi is saying that Kesesh is an Av Loche B'chol Dosh. But the Ramban had a Giyose in Rashi that indicated that according to Rashi, so it's not B'chol Dosh Kesesh, but it's B'chol Beir. So obviously had a different verse. Now the Ritvo, not the so-called Ritvo, that's not the Ritvo, but the Ritvo mentions, well, first of all, he says in his own, but then the lachshiv nami mishum keshish pirish avodav di dam yaliteche. So the ritvoshite is that keshish is dam yaliteche, not dosh and not bir. U pirish keshish keshishim achitim bimachteish ulhosek leposlim. So apparently he had an altogether different gear saying Rashi. But the Ramban mentions the name of Rashi, that Kesesh is Chayev Mishum Bere. But now Rashi, the Girsa is that Chayev Mishum Dosh. Now the Girsa that Mishum Dosh is much better than the Girsa Mishum Bere, because the Rach says, and the other Rishonim say the same thing, that the distinction between the difference between the Meloche of Dosh and the Meloche of Beirea consists that in Dosh you remove a Pseles from a Nechel that are Mechuda to each other, whereas in Beirea, so you remove a Pseles from a Nechel that are only commingled with each other, that are not attached to each other. Now in Kesesh, so it's Mechuda. When you remove the husk is Mechuda to the good seed. So that should come within the Meloche of Dosh, not with Meloch of Beira. Right. But anyway, he mentioned the name of Rashi. The Lilom bin Mikdosh Avim, Chayim Mechuyir Olel, Abba Machashu Bechal Beira, Vyofiki Rabira Mekesish, Kakel Beirim, Nakel Kesish, Vifi Chochmon Beira Mekesish, Vikorech, Vikorech Vazet Pir Shrar Zal, Shomar Apol Gav, Vixish Melochi, Hayd Lechoshi Bad Rodes, Mishim Vichshidem, Shaloi Kolodo Mechol Vichshish, Vifi Chochim Olel Zolod, Atkan. Alright, now then, so Rav Netam, then the Ramban mentions Rav Netam's pshat. The Ramban mentions Rav Netam's pshat. Because according to Rashi, so when the Gemara says Lechshiv Nami Kesesh, so that existed in the Mishkan connection with Samoni. Nothing cannot in connection with brain. But according to Rav Netam, Kesish existed in the Mishkan in connection with rain, in connection with Seder, but not because of Rav Haigoin Shite. Because if Rav Netam had agreed with Rav Haigoin Shite that the melochet that existed in the Avos Kabonis in the Mishkan also served as a basis for melochet, then he could simply explain it. The Lechshon Namei Kesish, because every time they had to be makir the minchot in the Mishkan, so they had to remove the husk from the seed of grain. He doesn't explain. So Rav Netam agrees with Rashi, not with Rav Haigoin, that only those types of work that existed in the Mishkan in connection with the construction of the Mishkan serve as a basis for Melachis. But still, he says, Lechshev Namei Kesish, if Kesish existed in the Mishkan, prevailed in the Mishkan in connection with grain, with Seirin. Why? Because when they had to test, so they had to do a qualitative chemical test, so for trellis, so then they made the pass of Seirin, and then they put their dye, they wanted to know whether it's trellis or it's layum. So the way it was done, the Gemara says in Menoches, so they used to put the dye in a pass of Seirin, in a pass of Seirin. So if it was trellis, if it was the real dye from Dam Chalozin, so then it would be nishtan. But if it was klayil, it wouldn't be nishtan. So Memele in the Mishkan they had to test for trellis, so they had to be kesesh seiri, and that prevailed in the Mishkan in connection with the construction of the Mishkan. This is how Rav Netam explained it. So the Ramban says, the Rav Netam zal nitrak bo, upirish v'lechshem name kesesh, shehu kesheshim seirim v'nisyune, for testing, the trellis, shetein neisei b'sich pashol seirim, v'eifin neisei, im nishtane posel, v'im namal yuse nishtane koshin. Because al kedai doch, shein eifin pasel v'ksishe, u'pori choche, kamo anim eichlim piton shaloi v'ksishe, v'lo yukesishim gamkim v'mishkeh. So the Gemara has the Lechshev Namei Kesish as a separate category of Meroche, because it existed in the Mishkan connection with Seirim, with grain, because they had to be Kesish Seirim in order to use this as a test for Trelles. So you see that you can miss that stage altogether. So every only, so he skipped that stage. And he doesn't remove the husk. So for the purpose of testing, it wasn't necessary to remove the husk. So maybe in the Mishkan too, they did not remove the husk. They did not remove the husk for the purpose of testing. This is how Rav Netam explained. So the Ramban is masikam damsbyam, because in the Mishkan they did not have to resort to any testing. They had their own trailers, I mean. So Rav Netam shite is they had to resort to testing. Anyway, that's the... So the Ramban had, first of all, the Ramban had another Gersin Rashi, according to which Rashi holds that Kesish is comes within the Meloche of Beirea, but according to our Gersin Rashi, so Kesish comes within the Meloche of Dosh, and then the Ramban mentions the Ramtamshit, that he went in, and he's Masik on that ship. So Rabbaye, yeah, shechin oni echo pite bloisi. Then Robo ma romane rabbi. The Omar obis meloches aboim chosarachas. We choshiv kesish, havre aboi. We lay pik chode mahanoch, we lay o kesish, elo ma chvarte gedabai. Chvarte dabai. Rabbi in the out we come on, fil gazir in dvorim, hadvorim, ila dvorim, yone, lay pik chode mahanoch, o yzeir el ubeo, miraki da vechode, lay pik nai chode, lay snar de hoch. עוד איפה מיסנה טעות עם הור, וטעות עם הור, מיסנה ומיכפו, כמו תזים לי בחודם, ואי כחודם לי כופו בליב. אבל מחבר תגיד הבא. Now let's see the thesis. אף עוד גם די כנדם לי חושב ועובד, וחושב שאיתם דעת די, ובשם לגמרי בכלל מייסח, ואירי, שיבית, וגמור את ססר. וזה קורא את רבו נפחד יודשו, שיבית, בכלל מייסח, when you close the web, then you really stretch out the threads in the loom. And then when you beat the underwolf, so then that's Erech. weil ich hoffe, dass wir nicht mehr nach Pizza, aber ich habe nicht mehr nach Pizza, hier ist, und schon wollen, mich um die Heine durch Mammisch. So we see that this is Israel Kanoash, and we hold that it's now Mammisch. Er ist ein Bitwur, ist ein Bitwistor, so it's mehr in Ab. Aber sie will mir um Rake, dem Schleischer war, schechen auch nicht, und bitte, weil ich sich, wie ein Thema, mit dem ich mich lächle, ich sehe, dass am Morgen da will ich mich gehen, wie auch, und Gabriel auch nicht, und bitte, weil ich sich, wenn ich am Morgen mich lächle, ich schwöre, די לאב דאַפקע איך וואלט ביטע אלא אדין די אונד איז ביי אבי סאמען דו אקזיש נאָבס טייטס וועס גוויד דו טראס איז פיאפ דэт 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 אקזיש אקזיסט אין דעם מישן קונעקשן מיט סאמען סו וואט קיינד אוף ליטראציי איז דэт ווען די מאביי זעס קנאן איך וואלט ביטע אקזיש באט דэт באט אין דעם מישן די נאָט אקזיסטן קונעקשן מיט באס איט פריוויילד די קונעקשן מיט סאמען סו דאָ איז איז The justice and only Zechel Pite to exist, or Adin, the only Tzivea Bissamonim to exist. Vim Tema, Mirakit Name. So even though in the Mishkan they did not omit the stage of Xishe, but since it's possible to omit it, so Mimele does not have any special Chashives. So Mimele it's not counted as, a separate category of Lachs. Vim Tema, Mirakit Name Lulis. Shechinoni echot pite b'yisa bluso because an oni is accustomed to eat with the bran in it so he doesn't resort to merakit kidoma is a pirvish leimar evani min echlin b'lo yakodi elo shinyo chale but the Gemara says that oni does eat so sometimes elo shinyo chale mitzdalf in asubim so the bran is mitzoren since the aranim even though most aranim don't do it But since the Arami who need it with the subim, with the bran in it, so Mimele is considered so it's mitzur. The Krinu Mulachamor, it's given Yeshanim Sheikhun Bisobus. The Ramatam Pirish being Achei, or is Yashmuri, that's the Pshat. That's the Pshat that the Ramban mentions, Ramatam Shem. Now, the Eglital says, that there is a machlikes between the Rach and Rashi, as to the essence of the as to the difference between Zeire, Bera, and Rake. All right, if the three did not exist in the Mishkan, just one, so one would be an Av and the other two would be Tolodis because of the resemblance, the substantial resemblance. But in view of the fact that the three of them prevailed in the Mishkan, so each one is an out. So the question is, when is one Chayev? Mishum Zeirer, and when is one Chayev Mishum Berer, when is one Chayev Mishum Rakit? Now the Rach says, Nimtzo Zeirer v'Berer v'Amrakit, Kulam Avirim Tzeles, Amrobis, Beicha, ואינם מחוברס, in other words, דוש is מחובר. But Zeir Abir Merakit, the common denominator between Zeir Abir Merakit is that the Pseles is not מחובר up to the Yikya, but he just commingled with the Yikya. So he says, כולו מעבירים Pseles המורבית ביחוב, ואינם מחוברס, כי קליפה שצריך הפיור. Unlike דוש, where it's מחובר, או כגין הפורס שצורך ניפוס, אלו מרבס בלבד. So the question is, but what's the difference? So that's the common denominator of the three of them. But what's the distinguishing feature of each one? What's the unique characteristic of each one? So he said as follows: the chayim im notal biyodei odom tuye b'tivne u'mipseles sheyeish bo v'nipar bo biruach pi choshev uki zeire. So the rach explain define zeire as something that is done with the aid of a wing or wahbi, it doesn't have to be real wing, wahbi. And what that is the distinguishing feature of Zeire as contrasted from Beireir and Meraki. Because Zeireir is done with the aid of the Ruach, of the Ruach. Then Pirish Beireir, Neitel Pseles Mileichel, Umashlicho, Neitel Eiches Manichar Pseles. So Beireir is done, Beyat. Mirakeit is done with Kehle. שמתי לסעיכל והפסיבש בקברס וניסיב ונשאר לסעיכל ומאיכל דק והפסיבש סובו כי נותן למיצי או איכל ונשאר לסעיכל בפור. So in other words, he explains miraculous. He says that miraculous means what is done out in that book. What happened?